Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we're talking about Florida Man. Woohoo! I hope you're having a good Friday. I hope you had a good week. I hope everything started out really nice for you and lasted really and went really nice for you. I hope life is treating you well. Yeah, that's all I really got for today. We're going to get right into it. Since the last couple sessions, I've been doing, funniest laws from around the world. There were so many laws regarding animals, or not imitating fucking or whatever with animals in Florida that I had to further investigate why or why not this is happening. It seems like there's some fuckery going on down in Florida. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I did a deep dive and found, I think it's like 20 or 22 of the stupidest things I could find in Florida. And if you haven't heard of Florida Man, okay, Florida Man is a concept. It's not an actual person. So Florida Man is basically the idea, but the concept of these people doing really stupid shit. And it became Florida Man because the news articles always read, Florida Man does such and such. Florida Man does such and such. Florida Man does this, gets arrested, blah, 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 right? So if you're unfamiliar with it, that's what we're doing today. We're going to have a look into Florida and all the crazy stupid shit that goes on down there. Because apparently it is the U.S. inside of the U.S. I don't know. I'm not from there, but that's what people say, at least from looking it up. So yeah. So I hope you're ready for that. That's going to be a fun time. In the bong today, I actually am smoking a mix of some things. So I wanted to finish off my Tribal Cuban Links. I know in one of the sessions I said it was Nugs. I apologize. It's not Nugs. Nugs and Tribal are all under the same umbrella. So I think if I remember correctly or know correctly, it's basically they're part of the same group, same cannabis group. So they make really good stuff. That's a sativa. I find it makes me a little jittery. So I figured today what I would do is I would try and add this CBG flower that I've had for a while, the Panacea. If you're not familiar with CBG, CBG is the mother cannabinoid. So it's basically what makes weed be weed, what makes high be the high, what makes CBD be the CBD. It's the main cannabinoid that helps all the other parts of the plant express themselves in a proper way. The other thing that it does is it makes you feel real good about being you, like immediately. It can help counteract a little bit of the THC effects, like the psychoactive effects. It can also, it's a mood enhancer, so it really helps. It's really nice in terms of like an uplifting, upbeat, happy kind of mood, putting you in the right kind of mood. Yeah, it's really good for a lot of different reasons. I suggest you try it. It's not psychoactive. You have to mix it with something to get that psychoactive side of the high. But yeah, I thought I would mix that in the bong so that hopefully it would promote a more entertaining, more thought-provoking, in me, not in you, but in me, a more thought-provoking or like a better stream of thoughts, a better way to talk and a quicker reference, I guess, because I find sometimes, obviously, I get a little slow when I smoke some weed. So yeah, so I hope you're having a good week. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend. Thank you again for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead on Thoughts Off the Stem. Cheers. I'm having water. Why? Because I'm on a whole hydration kick. And I've really stopped drinking beer. I've had a couple in the last few weeks, and like, I don't know, it tastes weird to me now. But yeah, so okay. So I've added a little bit of the CBG flower, the Panacea by Growtown. I've added that to the bowl. And then for the pre-roll this week, again, I'm rolling them, so it's not really a pre-roll. It's my own home roll. it's a 50-50 split of the Cuban Lynx from Tribal and, the Panacea, this stuff here, the CBG flower. But then I also realized that I still had a little ball of bubble hash. Yay. I should do this. Okay. So I had a little ball of bubble hash that I forgot that I had, which makes everything way more awesome. I'm stalling to try and find a really good, Woo! But I don't see one. I see giggling, thinking music, crickets, cheering. So I found this thing. This bubble hash ball. And so I added the last little bit of it as a snake because I did it last time too. So why not? And I really liked the hash high. I added that as a snake in the middle of this. So this should be, this roll should be pretty good. Again, it is the Cuban Lynx at, I think it said 27%, 27%. The CBG flower at, it doesn't really tell you, does it? No. It just tells you that it's like, 130 milligrams of CBG, so 13% CBG, which is pretty high for CBG, because think about it, if you get CBD in most plants, if it's just CBD flower, you're still not getting 100%, you're getting like 20% or 30%, so yeah, so it's, and CBG being the mother of all thing, of all cannabinoids, you should put it in with your other flowers, because then the mix is really nice, so that's in there. The bubble hash, I don't know what the percentage is, but I know that it is super strong. It's super nice. And then once I start smoking it a little later on, I'll tell you a little bit about bubble hash and what makes bubble hash, as opposed to regular hash or keef hash. Yeah. Or if you're watching the last episode, the temple ball, which is also a form of hash and resin hash. It's weird, but you should look it up. The articles are on tots420.com, and let's get into this, baby. Yes. You know what? I'm just going to smoke, you know, let, I don't, do I want to do another bong hit? No, you know what? I'm going to start this joint early this time, and let's get right into this Florida man situation. So, as I said, if you've watched the previous sesh-isodes, the dude for real, funniest or whatever I called it, funniest laws from around the world. Most of the laws are from the US, Canada, Britain, and Australia, but there's a couple others in there. But that inspired me to check this out, because apparently in Florida, it's fucking Wild West, and people are doing whatever the fuck they want down there. My tongue just felt a little weird. The high setting in. I'm going to start smoking this joint, so I hope you smoke your joints. Let's light them up. Cheers, folks. I'm hoping with the hash in this, it'll burn a little slower. We'll see. Because I don't have a lot more flour down here. Well, I do, I guess. I have the citrus and sour. Okay, anyway, I'm rambling. Here we go. Florida man. What is the Florida man? It is basically all of the stupid shit that dudes do down in Florida because they're losing it, I guess. I don't know. Maybe the heat's getting to them. I have no idea. But this first guy... this is from, okay, so first I should tell you, this is from, www.boardpanda.com, hilarious Florida man headlines, headings, also headlines, whatever, but that's the name of the article. So this dude, and you, I'm trying something new, so in a second, boop, boop, you should see right down here in the corner some pictures of what I'm looking at, and then hopefully, I'm trying picture in picture, trying to upgrade the sesh, trying to bring you some awesome, some better stuff, right? Okay, I gotta slow down. I feel like I'm talking fast. Am I talking fast? I should calm down, right? Right. Let's smoke this joint. This first dude, as you could tell down here, he's wearing a shirt that says, "Who needs drugs?" No, seriously, I have drugs. Now you would think, oh, okay. You know, that's a funny shirt. Not when you get arrested because you actually had drugs. What the fuck are you doing, dude? Come on, man. Are you kidding me? So this dude, Florida man in, no, seriously, I have drugs t-shirt, gets arrested for possession of drugs. Brilliant. So I don't, again, is it too hot? Like, is the heat getting to people? Is there not enough moisture? Is it too dry? No, dry is on in Arizona. So like, is there too much moisture? Is your brain a little soggy? What's happening here? This guy, Florida man, from at Florida man on Twitter, same article still, but that's from at Florida man on Twitter. Oh, all these are from at Florida man on Twitter, except for a couple. Okay. Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon. What do you think he used as a deadly weapon? I bet you never guess in a million years. Also, what has to go so wrong that this is the weapon of choice to get your vengeance on a fast food chain? Okay? People and their fast food, I'm telling you, so many people lose their fucking shit. This dude, specifically, what did he do? He gets charged, like I said, charged with a deadly weapon, with assault with a deadly weapon, after throwing an alligator through the Wendy's drive-thru. I don't know how big this alligator was, and this one's not from Michigan, but what the fuck are you doing, dude? I want to know, 100%, what the fuck is happening down in Florida? Because I don't want to go there if the job I take may entail getting an alligator thrown at me. I do not like reptiles, dude. They're dinosaurs. They'll eat your face off. Okay, so that's what, number two. That's number two. This one is from same article on boardpanda.com, but I guess they found this one from the Independent. Now, this article's a little bit old, and there are different time frames, but this was when Hurricane Irma was rolling its way through fucking Florida. This isn't one guy. This is thousands of people that, thousands of gun owners in Florida that plan to shoot down Hurricane Irma. What the fuck are you guys doing? Somebody was like quoted as saying, you know, it doesn't matter. We'll show the weather who's boss. Are you fucking, get out of here. Are you kidding? Okay, guys, I have a plan. We got to keep this place safe from hurricanes. We're going to shoot it. We're going to shoot. What if the hurricane catches the bullet and it's like, and it shoots it back at you? Stupid Floridians. I haven't been to Florida in a long time, but I don't remember it being this crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I know it's like a party place, but whatever. How do you figure that? Okay. They're going to kill the hurricane. Wow. This weed is hitting me really nicely, I gotta say. Okay, let's see here. What was this? That was number three, right? Number four here. Florida man tries to rob GameStop while wearing a transparent bag on his head. I also read another one that I didn't put on this list because I was like cruising through a bunch of episodes. Like, these guys, Floridians use plastic bags quite a bit. Dude, I'm telling you. There was another one where a guy went to, knocked out bees from a tree or like, was it a tree on his property in a cottage or was it, oh no, it was near his shed on a cottage or a barn or something, shed or whatever. And he goes down, but he didn't have anything to like, or wasps, hornets. It was a hornet's nest. So this dude that tried to fucking rob GameStop obviously didn't work. It was a transparent bag. Like it like framed his face. What a doorknob. But there was another one where this guy with bees or hornets was trying to kill the thing, like take down the net, right? Or the, I'm high. I hope you're high. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. This dude went down on his cottage property to knock a hornet's nest down from, what was it? Like a shed on the, a shed, okay? So he didn't even make it there. Dude puts a plastic bag on, puts all this like padding, hockey padding and shit on, and he goes down. His wife doesn't see him for like a day, okay, and then a night or whatever. And then the next thing you know, she goes down to find him. Dude had suffocated because he forgot to poke fucking mouth holes in the bag. That was also in Florida, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly. Just made me think of that when, like, who's Robin? Did he poke holes in the bag? Doesn't look like it. Looks like that guy might pass out too. Why would you, like, you're a grown-ass man. I can't believe how dumb some people are. This dude's the best. This is what I expect from a drunk driving stop, okay? And an old dude that is clearly dedicated to his bourbon or whatever he was drinking. His bourbon, yeah. So this Florida man gets pulled over. And he denies drinking and driving. Says he only swigged the bourbon at stop signs. Technically, you're stopped. But officer, I was not drinking and driving. I was driving, stopping, then drinking, then driving again. So it wasn't the same. there's no fucking way that would work. I do like the attitude, though. I also would have liked to see on Cops the result of that, because, like, would it have got a beatdown? Maybe. What number are we on? Oh, who cares? What? Yeah, let's see here. We are on 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, we're on number 6. A Florida man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with a fried chicken. Bing! Did he take the whole bucket? Did he fry a whole chicken? Did he then take the chicken out and, like, he didn't like the salad she made and he just started flinging chicken pieces at her? Did he buy a 20-piece bucket from KFC and just decide, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. I want the fucking legs. And she took one and he's just beating her with the chicken breast. Or maybe she took the last breast, so he's beating her with the fucking drumstick. Dude. I'm also starting to see a trend. As we go through this a little bit more, I'm telling you, the last session, so we talked about the fact that they can't, like, there's no, you can't fuck a porcupine, okay? How that happens, I don't know. You're not allowed to imitate an animal, and there was something else about Florida with animals, but essentially, yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of animal stuff in Florida that you're not allowed to do that's illegal. Oh, here's one. Starts off perfect. Like I said, I'm starting to get a flavor for why Florida has all these laws against animal. Also, why do all these people want all this stuff? Like, what is their obsession with these animals? Is it just because they're around, they can have them and shit? So a Florida man gets arrested driving a stolen vehicle while a monkey clings to his chest. I don't even know what to say to that. I want a monkey too, but seriously? Like, why? You're just joyriding with your monkey? Florida man steals neighbor's peacock. Gets chased by angry birds. That's another video. I didn't find the link for the video. I just saw this image. But if you want to see the video, you can see it. It's pretty funny. But do you see what I'm saying? If they're not doing shit with animals, they're trying to take animals from other people to do shit with. The animals are starting to fight back. Maybe the monkey told that guy to steal the car. Oh my god, I can't believe how much fucking animal shit there is. Oh, this one's great too. So there was a dude that wanted to run for senator, but he admitted to killing a goat and drinking its blood for pagan sacrifice. And, yeah, so he was running for senator. He wanted to be senator. Like, stealing birds. Again, we'll recap this from a couple different episodes, but so first of all, don't fuck porcupines. Is it porcupine? I think so. You have to watch that session episode 103. Don't fuck porcupines. Don't imitate animals. And then this one here, dude's a, why are people, you know what? I don't know if I buy into all that shit, but like, it didn't seem like it worked. I don't know if he's a senator now. Let's see. Yeah, no, I don't think it worked. I think everybody's like, fuck you, dude. This is stupid. You're not gonna, no, thank you. Florida man disguises himself. What do you think he disguised himself as? You think it might've been an animal? This is exactly why you can't imitate an animal in Florida. He disguised himself in a bull costume as he tries to burn down former lover's house. What did he try to burn it down with? Pasta. I don't even know what to say to that. There's no words. This Florida man got arrested in a local park for practicing karate. But he wasn't just practicing karate in the middle of a field where he was sort of teaching people at doing this and doing that. No. Motherfucker was trying to practice karate on swans. Gonna fight you, giant birds. Now, to be fair, okay, my dad told me a story once when he was fishing with a buddy of his, or canoeing. They were canoeing, and there was a swan at the end of the river, okay? And they're going towards the swan. And then the swan starts to like buck up and flare out its wings. And it's all like, you know, or whatever a swan does. Okay. And so the swan is doing this and flapping and they're trying to like go past the swan. Well, the swan takes like a run at the boat and then stops and they go by and they come back on their way back. They find out, or they, as they're coming back, they notice that the swan is still there. So they're like, oh shit, what the fuck are we going to do? And, it starts to come at them again. I don't think they hit the swan or whatever, but in that case, I could understand you fighting the swan. But also, I understand a swan fighting you because it's protecting its area, obviously, right? Why are you trying to practice karate on a swan? And also, how does that help? Is it just because you're trying the swan kick? And then that's how the best way, you like, that's your best way to learn? Come on, smarten up. Way to go, Florida man. And he got, it like, he got nailed in the head. Look, you can hear it. You can see it. Florida man gives police fake name to try and avoid an arrest. Fake name has DUI. Not that, like, you should, if you're going to give a fake name, you should probably have one you know is clean. I guess that's better than being, like, Jackson Microsofterson. You'd be like, what are you talking about? That sucks. So what's the deal here? So he gave a fake name to a sheriff's deputy to avoid being arrested, but it turns out the name he gave was that of a man who was not supposed to be driving. Yeah, brilliant. Some people, you know, if you're gonna do crimes, be good at it. Or at least give it a little bit of thought. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. Oh, I don't get it. I don't get why people just can't, you know, do the thing. Do the thing? Do life right. Oh my God. Oh, I'm getting high. And I'm supposed to tell you about bubble hash in a few minutes. Let's see how many were in here. I don't know if you find these as funny as I do, but I find it hilarious that there's all these Florida men situations. But like most of them involve animals in some way or another, like whether it's hitting people with food or like whether it's hitting people with food, trying to fuck things that are furry, I don't know, but there's a bunch of stuff like that. I mean, there's obviously these dumb, you know, people getting high ones too, but like, yeah, it's like a, it's calamity down here. Okay, how many are we in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're 12 in. How many do we have? I think we have 21. Yeah, we do. All right. Let's, do you like hash? Mm. Oh, I got a little, a nugget came through. What the hell? I did not roll this nicely. Anyway. Fuck, now I need water. Because there's a piece of weed in the back of my throat. Sorry, folks. Or folk. I don't know. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, look, a little piece of weed stuck. All right. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you about bubble hash. You want to know how, do you like hash? I like hash. I don't smoke it very often. But I figured what we would do is we'd talk a little bit for this week's weed facts. I tell you a little bit about bubble hash and how it's different than I'm looking for the article I had. There we go. How it's different than other hash. Like there's, okay, so there's hash, there's bubble hash, there's temple balls, and there is keef hash, right? So bubble hash for me is the hash that I like kind of the best. Especially cause I generally get it from this buddy of mine who's been making it for, I don't know, a long time, and he nails it, man. I'm telling you, this dude, if you want hash, if you want to know how to do hash right, you got to talk to this guy. But I'm not selling him out on here. I'm just saying it's good to know people that know how to do that stuff, and it's all legal. So I'm not telling you anything you shouldn't know, you know? But he introduced me to bubble hash. I never knew what the differences were. So And I didn't really like I like some Keef hash, but not all of it. You have to be really good at making that for me to like it. I like dark black hash. That's what I like. And I've really started to like these temple balls. The difference with the temple ball is that it's more of a resin than hash, I think. Or it's a mix anyway. It doesn't look quite the same as hash. It doesn't quite burn the same as hash. That's the difference. That's also a difference from some main normal weight. Oh my God, I'm high. Fuck me, man. I don't know what just happened there, but my whole brain just went ha-chump. So CBG doesn't always keep you focused. Sometimes it helps the high go stupid. Okay, what I was trying to say is bubble hash and a temple ball, I think, are similar. Whereas regular black hash and Keef hash, dry hash, whatever, those are all, they're on different levels. So it's like starters for the regular black hash, the Keef hash. That's good for like an introduction into hash. Then bubble hash and a temple ball are more for like your seasoned smokers, I guess you could say. But there's also a lot more flavor to both of them. And yeah, the high is pretty solid. So I wanted to understand the difference of making this. So this is how you specifically make bubble hash. And this is an article. This article is from leafly.ca. Learn cannabis glossary, blah, 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 bubble hash. Anyway, I'll have the link on tots420.com under weed facts. But this is how you make bubble hash, or at least this is the basics. It's time for some weed facts, bro. That's right, some weed and some facts. Right on. Bubble hash, named for the way it bubbles when smoked, refers to a specific type of hash made with ice water. To make bubble hash, cannabis flower is added to bags of ice water called bubble bags and agitated, which freezes and then breaks the resin glands from the flower. Bubble hash gets its name from a tendency to bubble when brought under heat. It says when brought under a lighter's flame. I just thought it was a weird way to say it. Anyway, full melt is considered the highest quality of bubble hash. So basically, like I said about the temple ball, bubble hash is similar. It's a full melt or a full burn type of hash. There shouldn't be much residue. The ultra refined full melt tends to largely bubble away when smoked or dabbed, leaving little material behind. Bubble hash is typically made using ice water in a series of bags or screens. To make bubble hash, cannabis flower is combined with ice water inside of what are called bubble bags. Inside these vinyl bags are sleeves which separate the plant material from potent resin glands. The trichome heads freeze from the ice water, and when the cannabis is mixed and agitated, they break off the plant and travel through the sieves. So there you go. And then, in order to achieve a more refined product, finer mesh sieves are used to further separate the plant material from the hash. To do this, bubble bags of various sizes are layered inside of a bucket with the smallest micron or finest screen at the bottom. And micron refers to number of units allowed to pass through the screen. So the smaller the micron, the less plant material will pass through it, making a much finer resin or hash. So it's like it's similar in final product to like a temple bowl. They're a little bit comparable, man, from my experience of the two. But I do find bubble hash to be quite a bit stronger. At least the one, like I was telling you, a friend of mine makes. Maybe that got cut off. The camera timed out, so I had to come back to it. I didn't realize that I told this whole part of it already. Now I gotta do it again. So if there's a little less energy, I apologize. But yeah, so I find that this bubble hash that my buddy gives me is pretty sweet. Yeah, if you're looking for, like I said, if you're looking for strong concentrates or newer concentrates, not newer, but more effective concentrates, see, because people are always worried about, oh, well, that thing's too expensive. It's not that expensive when you think about the fact that if you're buying cheap weed and you still think, like, if you buy cheap weed, you're going to buy more of it, okay? Because you're going to go through it faster. You're not going to be as concerned about keeping it or respecting having it. You know what I mean? You smoke through it, essentially. Whereas if you pay a little bit more money and you buy a little less, that little less should still last you longer because the quality of the plant and the quality of the outcome of it is considerably better, right? So it should save you more money to the point where at some point you can buy a few different levels, cost levels on the shelf of marijuana. You know what I mean? But bubble hash is one of the best ways to smoke hash, I think, or the best types of hash to smoke. I find it fucking delicious. And you know what? It's very calming for the most part. Like, at least the stuff that I've had recently, or this stuff that I'm smoking in this thing, I find it like kind of calms me down a little bit and levels me out. So it's pretty nice. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got to learn a little something about bubble hash.
Oh, that's right. Some weed and some facts. Right on.
And you should try it out. Oh my God. I'm high as fuck. I hope you're high. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I'm fidgety and I'm moving a lot. I don't know why. Anyway, I hope you're good. Hope you're hydrating. Hydrate yourself. If you're in this far, don't forget to subscribe. And it would be really great if you guys helped me out and like shared this a little bit. Share it around. Tell people about it. Because we need more people with we need more people. I need more views. That's what I need. I need more views and I need more subscribers. So if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, subscribe. Why not? It's fun. I can have a serious conversation with you, but like serious is boring. I want to have a good time, smile, laugh, and say dumb shit. Without any judgment, damn it. Even though I'll deal out a lot of judgment of other things. All right, let's get back to this Florida man list. Here we go. Florida man tries to leave strip club, crashes into house, runs himself over. Did he back out from the strip club right into, like, what was going on? Did a stripper hop on the hood of the car and she's like, take me with you? And he's like, no. And he takes off backwards and then like just stomps the gas and boom, right into another house. But how do you run yourself over? How do you run yourself over? Don't understand. It's not a motorcycle. It's not an open thing. It is a car. So he hit the house, went through the windshield, I'm assuming, over the front of the car, and the car went right over him. What does it say here? Oh my God, it's so small. Police in Florida are searching for a man who was allegedly leaving a strip club when he fell out of his truck and ran over his own leg. His truck then crashed into a duplex. Okay, so I was wrong, but that's what happened. He fell. How do you fall out of your truck? How drunk are you? Way to go, Florida. Florida man arrested for illegal ride on a manatee. Why? Just leave the animals alone. Let them be. They don't bother us. They only do stuff because they're there where we are, and we're there where they are. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck? He tried to take a ride on a manatee. Then he took a ride to jail. A man trying to take a ride on a manatee instead got a ride to Monroe County Jail Friday in Islamorada? I don't know. James Roy Messingale Jr., 47, apparently homeless, remained there. Well, I mean, that's one way to get a roof over your head, I guess. But again, see what I'm saying? Like, you can't, if you're a furry, bad things could happen to you. Some regular dude walking down the road could just hop your back and pump, pump, pump. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch this episode 102 and 103. Trust me. There's some dumb shit in there. Florida man caught trying to smuggle a dead alligator in a car. You know where the alligator was? Not in the trunk. No, no. Stuffed in the dashboard. How did they find it? Because the hand of the alligator, or the foot, whatever you want to call it, was sticking out of it. Through one of the vents. Brilliant, dude. Sir, why do you have a dead alligator in your car? I like the smell. Yeah, I like the smell. That's my buddy Rocky. I just wanted to smell.
Dude.
I also like meth. Oh, fuck. Oh, this guy's awesome. Florida man with handlebar mustache assaults woman on a plane. Starts a fight with several passengers. Yells at police to tase him. And you'll see what... Oh. That guy zoned out. So this dude with the mustache. I don't know. What is that? I'm going to call him Sir Robert Adams. I don't know why, but he gives me that vibe. Sir Frederick? Sir Aaron Adams. Sir Aaron Mustachio. I don't know. Anyway, he goes, come on, go ahead, tase me, bro. Oh, I have a mustache. And he got tased 10 times. Why do you provoke the police? Like, you know, if like, I'm not saying that they're right and everything, and I'm not saying that they're wrong. But at the same time, there's a lot of shit going on with cops where, like, you're trying to provoke them into doing something stupid. But, like, realistically, part of me feels like, a big part of me feels like you should learn your lesson the hard way. Because fuck you, man. Why you got to keep poking the bear? You know? Sure, they're not perfect. But, like, neither are you starting shit. So what the fuck? All right, that's my 2 cents on that. Moving on. So that was Mr. Mustachio. Now check this dude out. Okay, this dude. Police find nearly a dozen stolen zoo animals. A dozen animals. In a Florida man's apartment. An apartment. Couldn't have been that big, and there was a dozen. I don't know what he had. It doesn't say. But again, Florida, what is your obsession with animals? Can't you just let them be? Live together. Be fine. Smoke a joint. Oh my God. Florida man arrested for beating drag queen with a tiki torch while dressed as a member of the KKK. Now he's running for mayor. Honestly, you don't think, like, you're, but, okay. Oh my God, you fucking... Buddy Dan comes over and he's like, hey man, you know, you've got some real good political ideas. You should definitely run for mayor. And you're all like, yeah, man, I should. And then you go, but like, you don't think it'll hurt that I, you know, use the tiki torch to beat a drag queen while being dressed as a member of the KKK? You don't think that'll be? No, people forget about that shit. Nobody will find out. Bam. Everybody knows. And then he's gonna, like, how do you, who, what? Nobody is saying here. I don't even know what to say. I'm high. I'm rambling. But how is that a legitimate thought in your head when you've done something like that? I don't know. That is the most baffling to me. This one's pretty sweet. Florida man proudly claims he's the first man ever to vape semen. You go, girl. What the fuck? And okay. Again, I know there's no background, but that's kind of the point, right? Let your imagination run away. Let your imagination run away with it. But how... Why would that be a thing you want to smoke? There's no part of the day that you could catch me brainstorming things to do. Like, hey, I would really like to do this. I would really like to do that. I would really like to, whatever, try new things, whatever you want to do, right? Not once would I think, hey, can I smoke cum? Where does that come from? Why would you want to do it? And why would you tell people if you did? I feel like that's a keep it to yourself kind of thing. Like a no-no tell. He needed a mom right there. Or a dad. Maybe a dad. I don't know. He needed somebody. I know he's a man. Grown up. Maybe. But like, why? That's not something I could think of. Now, this guy, this next dude, I respect. But at the same time, I also think he might be the reason that Florida is obsessed with fucking animals. In 1948, a man wore 30-pound, three-toed lead shoes and stomped around a Florida beach during the night. Many people were convinced that a massive penguin or similar creature was roaming the area. He kept up the prank for 10 years, visiting various beaches. The hoax wasn't revealed until 40 years later. Way to go, brother. Now that is creative shit. See, that I wish they would have followed in his image. Funny shit. Not this dumb shit. Now here's the last one, okay? And then that's it, because I get this is getting stupid. A guy in Florida loads a car with frozen iguanas. They warm up, come back to life, cause a car accident. Do you imagine if you were driving beside that car and all of a sudden out of your peripheral, you just see like, let's say like these, the one at a time, like popcorn, little iguanas like pew, 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 popping off and jumping around, right? And then all of a sudden, guy's in the back, one jumps on his head, and then, see you later. Dude, could you imagine driving beside that? How funny would that be? Also, you would think that, like, I'd be terrified. Because, like, they're coming after you in your car. Like, aliens, for sure, are happening. Yeah. Yep, so that's it. That's the dumbest shit that I saw or that I found that amazed me that people did in Florida. But it also explains why there are so many weird laws about doing things with or as animals in Florida. It seems like people can't keep their hands off their shit. It seems like people can't keep their hands off of animals and shit. Jesus. All right. I'm high. I hope you're high. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Those are my thoughts off the stem. I hope you come back next week. Join me, Justin Baroni, on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podchaser, Good Pods, everywhere. Pandora. I didn't even know I was on Pandora, but apparently I'm on Pandora. Oh my God. I hope you enjoyed those little snippets. I hope you like the new little screeny thing.
Oh, no.
Hopefully I got that to work. Otherwise, saying that shit means nothing. Now part of me hopes that saying that shit means nothing, because it would be funny for me pointing at nothing. Anyway. Oh, see, that's the fun part of a smoke sesh. It just makes you fun. And also, that's from the CBG. The CBG has really put me in this like giggly, giddy mood. So I'm probably talking like an idiot. Hopefully when I watch this back, it's not too stupid. And I hope you enjoyed it. So yeah, hope you come back next week with me, Justin Baroni, on Thoughts Off the Stem. And don't forget to check out tots420.com for the Dude for Real facts and weed facts. And yeah. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.